Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast. Yes, happy welcome. Autumn.
Oh, it's autumn.
It is autumn. Yes, sorry I did cut you off there. Were you welcoming too?
I don't remember.
It was four and a half seconds ago. So, yes, happy autumn. And really, autumn is here. It has shown up in the weather.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, it was a little autumn-like last week, and then it got ridiculously hot again. Like I really was sweating just standing around.
It was
around.
Still pretty warm though, even on the cooler days last week.
Well, there were a couple days last week. I was like, oh, autumn is here, and then suddenly autumn was not here anymore. But
oh, maybe I just didn't go outside.
yes, that might help. But autumn has come back in the last couple of days. We had a lot of rain yesterday, which was from a typhoon.
I don't know. It's just really rainy, I think.
Well, it was really windy right before the rain, so I think it was connected to a typhoon.
Mm.
And then it's supposed to rain all week.
Really?
Like, weekend, too. Yes, I guess we are sort of at the end of the week here.
Well, I found a Fight Club place that I can drive to again, so...
Ooh, nice.
Yep. It's nice to drive in the rain instead of walk in it.
Yes. Yes, I experienced the whole walking in the rain thing last night, since it was not raining in the morning, so I rode my bike to Shibuya, and then when I wanted to go to Sparta, there it was pouring down rain. So I had to leave my bike in Shibuya and walk through the rain to Sparta.
You did not walk all the way to Sparta.
All right, it's true. I didn't walk to Sparta. I had to walk to the train and then walk from the train in Shibuya and Yotsuya.
Yeah, and from Yotsuya, it's like 2 minutes.
Yes, it's true, but still... It's a really hard luck story that somebody somebody should cry for me.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of those things. Lately, I've been chapping pretty much everybody I can for smoking in Japan, and everybody especially the girls, they're like, I smoke. I get all stressed. I need to smoke so I can relieve my stress. I just don't understand. What people... We've had this discussion about how I do not stress enough. Like, I could probably find a lot more to stress about if I really actually thought about it.
Is this something you were talking about on the phone a few minutes ago?
Yes, that was one conversation. But okay, I've had everything. This conversation with a few girls, actually. And
right.
What I really just don't understand is, dude, you live in Japan. It's the safest country in the world. What is there to stress about?
Everybody's working all the time in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, work. I just wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. Me neither.
You don't know about me working either?
No, about working.
Ah, you work.
Right.
I've seen it.
Oh, we go play Mahjong.
Yes.
The thing that everyone else does to relieve their stress and smoke when they're not working.
Yes, I guess that is true. But then, I was playing Mahjong with that buddy of ours, that buddy of mine, Tsuchihashi. I was telling you about him before.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, that boy is just sucking down cigarettes the whole time, just like, and it doesn't look relaxing at all. It looks like it's actually adding to his stress. Like, he can't. It seems like he's having a race with each cigarette to like try to see if he can get another one down faster than the last one. It looks like he's actually causing himself more stress.
Well, actually, I mean, it is true that in the long run, if you do smoke and you have an addiction to caffeine, then or not caffeine, I'm sorry, nicotine, then your stress is increased in the long run.
Wow.
It gives you a short term, like pick me up for the stress, but.
What I heard, actually, from a guy that used to work for the tobacco industry was that, in fact, the easiest way to get rid of stress is to just stop, take a moment, and start breathing.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons that yoga helps relieve a lot of stress.
Mm. Yoga today.
Very good. See? And you're probably a little bit less stressed today,
yep.
Yes?
Yeah. Especially since you didn't get on my case about being late because I was doing yoga.
Well done, all of us. What a team. But the thing that helps with smoking, so you're putting a lot of crap into your lungs too, but one of the reasons that it really helps people relieve their stress is because they actually start breathing.
Mm.
They're sucking down a lot of smoke along with those breaths, but the fact that they're breathing again really helps relieve a lot of the stress. that they're feeling because they work, which is, you know, obviously something I can't relate to anyway. And one other person that we should welcome back into the fold, because he's been away for several of these podcasts, is Troy. Hey, Troy.
Mr. Troy Presley.
Welcome back to our producer.
Yeah, welcome back from America, from working in stressful Tokyo.
Yes.
And
doing
stuff.
All that stuff. And putting up the podcasts when we do hand them off.
Yes.
Eventually.
So we got a lot actually just going up all before this one, so I'm sure everybody is happy by now.
Very nice. So let's see, what happened in the world of Mahjong this week?
Not much.
Yes, it's been kind of a recurring theme for the last month. Not a lot happening in the at the end of summer. You played in the Women's League last week?
Yep.
Last week on Sunday? That was on Sunday?
Saturday.
It looks like you had kind of an okay day, right? Plus 23 for the day?
Yeah. Definitely had an okay day. I've been positive, I think, every session, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're at plus 39 at the moment, which puts you in 10th place. You do have, and there's one more session?
One more session,
right? So if you want to make it into the best five, which would move up to
A1. Isn't it crazy, the scores of the top five have?
Yeah. There is a huge
have, like,
distance.
200.
Yeah, well, fifth place is a girl, I think, named Minami Tomoko.
Mm-hmm.
Is that actually her name? Okay. She has 117. The next person down from her is sort of within shouting distance. I think she had probably about 70 or so. But yeah, you'd have a little bit of work cut out for you if you're going to make up that 80 points.
Yeah, I'll have to go for something like 60 or 70.
Right.
And then just hope that some else, other people got negative.
Right. So yeah, the upper echelon in B1 has quite a big distance between them and the next people down. Leading that league, by the way, is Shirakawa, who I believe is the girl that has been showing up at Sparta recently. Is that, do you know for sure?
I don't know. I don't even know if we're at liberty to discuss those sorts of things.
Oh, right. So in case we're not at liberty to discuss such things, everybody keep that on the down. Kozue is in second place in B1. I have to say, I'm a little surprised to see her in B1 at all.
Yeah, she dropped down last time.
Wow. She must
from
have
had A-League.
A rough session last time. So the Women's League is a one-year thing?
Yep. But there's only five sessions.
Only
so
five sessions?
It's about half. I mean, it's the same as a half year in the,
I see.
In the Pro League.
And then there's a playoff and a final table?
Right, so the playoff is the top, I think, 20 or something from the A-League. The top, or how many people are in the A-League?
I believe, yeah, I do not actually remember how many people were in the A-League, but at the top of the A-League, only 8 spots were greened out.
Right, but they have an extra day that the B-League doesn't have.
Really?
Before they have their finals. So I'm not sure if it's the 8 or if the 8 go to the semifinals and they have actually a 20 person. I can't really remember. But they have an extra day and then they have their playoffs after that. So.
Let's see. All right. Well, at the top of A1, Kaori Shimizu is crushing the field.
Yeah, she had an awesome session on Saturday.
She did. plus 81.
Yeah.
To jump up to first place with 209 points. Right behind her is Rumi, who had a 0 for the session, which I guess means she was not there?
No. One person was actually like 2 hours late or something. And the table's already decided for the A-League. So Rumi was at that table along with 2 other girls, obviously. And the person who was late finally showed up, but they only had time to play one game before one of the other girls at the table had to leave to catch her train to go back to her. She lives like pretty far away from Tokyo.
Yeah, I noticed that. I mean, they had the people's the place where they're from. There's people from Kyushu and
yeah. So she had to catch her train or her plane or something back to wherever she was going.
Wow.
And so they only had time for the one game. So I guess they're going to finish that next session.
wow, that's really strange.
Yeah.
The way, but I guess, you know, it really, so obviously the person that showed up 2 hours late has a large penalty.
Right. I'm not sure, I'm sure the maximum is something like 100 or 50 or something like that, so she probably just got the maximum penalty.
Plus, actually, now that she's playing also, she's risking having a negative for the session,
right,
too, yes? Ouch. That's too bad for that person, anyway.
Yeah.
Right behind Rumi is Aki, her sister, she also had a big session, 69 points.
Yeah, they're just going to make the final table every year together, I guess.
They're kind of killing it up there at the upper echelons of the A1 league. And behind her is Saki, who's also, like we were just saying, pretty solid, always doing well in these tournaments and stuff. The 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th are Asa something. I could not read the last kanji in her name. Morning, we'll call her the morning girl. Hojo, and Wakatsu, and Yasuda, filling out the ranks there for what would appear to be who goes on to the, for the semifinals. I'm assuming the playoffs are just those 8 players, but you say it might be 20 players, huh?
I think they have an extra day, and then they have the semifinals,
but I could
be wrong.
All right. Well, we'll see next month who will be competing for the women's league title. By the way, one prominent name that does not get mentioned is Nakata. She doesn't get mentioned because she is the current title holder.
Right.
And that means she will be jumping in at the end of the whole thing to reclaim her title, perhaps. Let's see, what else is going on in the world of Mahjong?
Oh, I saw her on TV the other day, too, on Mondo.
Really?
Yeah, she's playing on TV.
Nakata?
Yeah. She's playing on TV. She's getting, like, other deals and stuff.
She's obviously doing pretty well because she seems to have graduated from our little study group. Haven't seen her there recently.
And I believe she was in the B League to start out with, because I know I was at the same table as her before in Women's League.
Wow, so she moved up to the A League,
and then she won it.
Wow. Way to go, her. And she placed really highly at the Oisen King's tournament last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She was at the final table, right?
Yep.
One of those players you're excited to watch. See if she can make it go all the way this year. Okay, what else is going on in the world of Mahjong this week? This week for the Japan Professional Mahjong League, we will be having the Pro Test, which we have every year to allow new players to join the Pro Association.
Every year at the end of September.
Yes. And what's really... the first couple months that I kept hearing them say Pro Test, I really thought they were saying protest. And I thought this was some weird adaptation of the English for how that, you know, I'm protesting the fact that you're not going to allow me into your pro association. Well, that's an interesting way they're using that word. So yes, now I know that they are talking about the professional test to allow people into our pro association. First of all, what is it? It's a test with a lot of different facets to show whether or not a person is qualified to join our pro association.
Yep, there's 3 parts. One part is a written test.
The written test, okay.
Another part is a tournament with all the other people who are vying for spots in the league. And the final portion is the interview.
The interview.
Which, did you have your interview?
I did not do my interview.
I was interviewed by Nada Kaicho, the president
really?
Of the league, right. And I remember he said, well, you probably won't make very much money, but oh well.
Yes, that's interesting. I wonder who I would have gotten interviewed by if I did have my interview. I was just talking at our study group with Hiro and Taki and a few other of the players that like to go there, because they were all talking about who will be running the test this time. And I mentioned the fact that I did not have to do the interview. Because they were asking me some questions about the test, and then I said, well, you know, I kind of had the feeling like maybe no matter how I did on the test, I think I was probably already in Renmei, like it didn't really matter what happened. And they said, well, who did your interview? And then I said, well, actually, I didn't have an interview. Oh, yes, well, then I guess you were probably... It was already decided. So the interview. Then there's the game part. That
well, the thing is, yeah, you didn't show up for the second day. That's why.
So. Right. I had.
You had a job.
I was working for SMA Station, and that's why I couldn't come for that
right.
next part. I told them beforehand that that's the way it was. So then I guess they just decided that the written test was enough. So yeah, I didn't do the playing part either.
Oh, you didn't show up either day, huh? On the pro, because you took the test separately at one of the study sessions we had afterwards. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I was present for when we went over the answers, and I remember thinking, "Oh, okay, I got all the answers." Like when they said what the answers were to all the questions, like I was like, "Okay, I got this one right. Okay, I got that one right. Okay, I got that one right."
But that would have been at a study session. They wouldn't have done that during the test.
That would have been at a study session. Okay.
Because remember, we had to go to a study session once a month after.
Right. And in fact, we were going to study sessions even before we took the test, right?
Yeah, but they were different study sessions.
Right.
The
right,
ones
right.
we were going to with Fujiwara and Oi.
Right, special study sessions.
Right.
So that's why I figured, you know, I mean, it's kind of like I had already been interviewed there anyway. Like, it's not like anybody was going to find out anything new in an actual interview. Actually, with the playing part, what is the real purpose of the playing part?
Your paper is really loud.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's a tournament, so generally the top few people in the tournament are, of course, like looked at better than the other players. And then also, so your score in the tournament does matter. And also, I think they use those results to, like, the first place person... As long as all their other test results are fine, they get to go straight into C3.
Wow.
Yeah, some people, they start at a higher league.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so not everybody starts at D3. There were some people that started at D1 last time, and at D2. And, you know, like, you go in, it's kind of obvious the people who have never played in league before. And so I think we're in D1, and somebody came in, and I was like, wow, this person looks kind of new, but why are they in this league? So a few people start up higher. Yeah.
Oh, I did not realize that there was that result actually played a part in.
I'm not sure if it's the result at that tournament or the ones after, because they had a separate study session. The people who passed the tests straight off had separate study test sessions than we did. So like Wong and a couple other people, their study sessions were right before ours, and then all the people who didn't pass the test but could still join. We're in our study session. And that one, I think it was the same amount of times, but I don't know if they went over different things or what, but then we had to take another test, I believe, at the end of, right before the league started in March.
We did?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember taking another test.
Yeah, we took another one.
Wow.
And...
all this testing.
And then some people were dropped out and some people passed. And they might have had, the people who had passed right off might have had a separate tournament to decide who gets to certain higher leagues. I can't remember really, so.
Well, with all that testing, you'd think I would have chumbled a lot less. But, oh, that little interesting aside, I was looking up words for, you know, this and that in English for some of my students. Do you know what chumbo gets translated as in, to English?
No.
Goof.
Oh.
it also gets mistake, but I was looking up the word goof, and then the Japanese that came up was chombo.
Wow.
Awesome. So from now on, I think whenever somebody chombos in English, we say they goofed.
I wonder if that comes up in my phone.
Yeah, that's where I got it, on my iPhone Kotoba
application. Yeah, but I don't have an iPhone.
Yes.
I refuse to get an iPhone.
One of the other things I wanted to talk about about the test was the types of questions you see on the written part of the test. There were some scoring questions, obviously. That's very important to playing Mahjong. Another section of the test is they give you a 14-tile hand, so you have 13 tiles plus a draw, and then you have to say how many tiles make you make the hand ready or... how many types of tiles and how many of those tiles
right.
make the hand ready depending on which one you discard.
Right.
So obviously that's very important for figuring out which tile you should discard to win your hand faster. There was a sort of situational question, which I imagine they probably change every year because you couldn't ask the same question every year, otherwise people would just know the answer right off. Ours was, can you create a hand with the maximum disparity depending on which tiles are finish the hand?
All right, so if you discard one tile, it would become a Yakuman.
Right. Not discard. If you drew one
right,
drawing,
right,
one
drew,
winning
sorry,
tile.
Sorry, yeah. If you drew a certain tile, it would be a limit hand.
Right.
And if you drew a different tile, it would be just 1,000 points. Or,
right.
Yeah, 1,100 points.
1,100 points, right. So, yes, that was the easiest way to do that is to create a four concealed triples hand that ends up not being four concealed triples. Like, has a run in there or something.
Right, and it's not all that easy.
Yes. So that, you know, they have a question like that just to see if you can kind of create something, I don't know, if you can think about Mahjong a little bit.
Right.
Then they had some essay questions, apparently, which I do not remember what the essay questions were about.
We had one essay question,
Our
time, and they gave you three phrases that you had to use in your essay, like in a paragraph or something like that, how they pertain to Mahjong, basically. And I just didn't get that at all, so...
Huh, wow, I totally forgot about that. I can't remember what I wrote at all. And I never got to see my... Oops, there, I do that again. I never got to see my test.
I don't understand why you care if you're in the league.
Because I love test results. I want proof, validation that I am a genius.
You probably got a lot wrong, actually, on the test.
I probably did, but not actually knowing that, I pretty much think I did perfectly. Except for the section on, like, you know, who is at the top of the league right now and who is the current title holder of Masters and all those kind of questions. They also have a section of the test devoted to those kind of questions, which I think is a little bit goofy.
I don't know. I think in this culture it's important to know the people's names above you, so it's probably not that far off.
I suppose, but if everybody is going to go through Kenshu, you know, a study group, study session, series of study sessions anyway, I don't see why, that's where they're going to learn that kind of stuff right off, right? And if they can't get it then that's obviously when they get weeded out.
I also think that it's probably a lot harder for us to remember Japanese names than it is for Japanese people to remember, so probably those things are probably not a big deal for the Japanese people taking the test.
All right, I can see that. That might be easier for them to remember. But what? So then, how I want to end this topic about the pro test is: do you think the pro test honestly actually tests people's ability to be a professional Mahjong player?
No. Well, I mean, it tests your knowledge on Mahjong enough, and also during the tournament when you're playing, there's people walking around and watching how you play.
Right.
So, I mean, you have, like, your number, your player number or something showing. So they do take notes on that. Also, you have 6 months of training to go through.
Right.
After the test, and not everybody always passes the training. Even if they pass the test. Especially now, lately, it's much stricter than it used to be.
Well, there seem to be so many people who want to get into the association lately.
Yeah, our year actually was the last year that they pretty much let everybody who took the test in.
Wow.
After that, they started getting a lot more selective.
There's just so much competition right now.
Yeah. I mean, our year they let in like 70 people or something.
Yeah, well, they had to create a new league.
Yeah, and the next year it was much less. It was like 30 or something like that, 20.
Wow.
So each year it's less and it's getting a lot stricter. So I think they do a lot more filtering during the study sessions after, during the training sessions after the test.
Huh. Well, all right. First of all, what qualities do you think are essential to being a professional Mahjong player?
I don't know if I'm the right person to ask that. It's quite different than being a poker professional. Uh-huh. A poker professional is anyone who makes their money, like their living, off of poker. Right. Mahjong is completely different because you can be a professional Mahjong player and even a successful one and still have a normal full-time job outside of that and not even make very much money playing Mahjong.
Oh, I see. So then the qualities that are necessary to be a professional Mahjong player, are they actually even really testable anyway?
I think they're judgeable. As far as your demeanor and stuff. I mean, it's very important in the culture here mm-hmm. for Mahjong pros to be professional in their manner.
Right.
Which...
yes, which some of us still have a lot of work to do.
Well, I think that you're fine, actually, now. And I think that there's a lot of other people that are actually worse. And it's not just, like, the way you hold yourself at the table, but also, like, outside of the table and how seriously you take the game and things like that. I don't think you're lacking in any of those areas, so...
yes, I don't know. I have definitely gotten better. But it's still something I could work on. Even I know, like, and in poker too, I'm not a very good loser. And when people suck out, I tend to hate, and I let them know, which is never a good thing.
The thing that I've noticed is that there's a lot of expectations and expectations is the only word I can think of, but. That people put on pros that aren't even pros themselves. One thing, when I used to work at a parlor, the manager of that parlor, he sat me down one time and he said, you know, I watched your Mahjong and I had a few thoughts about it. And so I was like, all right, so what are those? And one of the things he said is winning a hand to take third place.
Okay.
And he said, as a pro, you should be embarrassed if you do that. Which sounded ridiculous to me. Because it's important to take third place sometimes. And I actually talked to Kono about it later. And, I mean, obviously he was like, no, it's important to take third place sometimes. You know, don't worry about what he said to you.
Yeah, he agreed with you there, right?
Right, okay. Right.
Wow, that is a really strange thing to say. So that was the manager of the Mahjong parlor?
Right.
So he was not a sort of officially pro player.
No.
Although he does manage a Mahjong parlor.
Right. Well, it was the first time he had ever managed a parlor. He actually, it's a little bit impressive because he started not knowing Mahjong at all. He started working in the parlor. And he, like, used basically his salary to learn how to play the game.
Wow.
And then, you know, he ended up actually doing fine at the parlor. He wasn't that good of a player.
Uh-huh.
But he, you know, when you're a manager of a parlor, you have a lot of other stuff to worry about. So
right.
It's really hard to judge also your ability just from your results at that parlor.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're concentrating on a lot of other different stuff. You can't really concentrate on how well you're playing all the time.
Right. And there is something to be said about making sure that your customers are having a good time if you're working at the parlor.
Right.
But the comment about. And actually, I told him that. I said, if you have a thing about winning to take a hand to take third place because it affects the customer's game and it makes it so that they don't have a good time because there's this image about winning to take third place and, you know, it's just not very good, you know, customer-wise. If he had put it in those words, and I told him that, then I would understand. But saying that it's shameful as a pro to win in third... to win a hand to take third place does not make any sense to me at all, and I disagree with you.
It's straight out wrong.
Right.
In fact, I've been chapped at our study groups for not taking third place, or even fourth place. I've been chapped for not winning a hand to take fourth place. I got to a point, and I didn't win a hand because it wasn't going to actually change the standings at all. And then, you know, we opened up our hands at the end, and they said, why didn't you win on that? I don't understand why you would play and not win on that hand. And I said, well, because I wasn't going to change the place. And they said, no, that's not good Mahjong.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, it's just important to book your wins as it is to minimize your losses.
Right.
And that's just standard across the board for all games like this.
That is the pro way to play,
yes.
Is to minimize your losses. And it's not like you're taking... you're saving fourth place there to spite some other player.
Right.
You're just doing that to maximize your payoff in the end.
Right.
And that is what pros do.
Yep. And I think that, I mean, the whole thing is a complete learning process. I mean, we'll listen to our Phoenix Cup winner, or Firebird Dragon winner, whatever we call that.
Goddess. God.
Oh, right. we'll hear people actually teach him how to play.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? He is at the very, very, very top of our league.
Right.
And there are players telling him how he should play.
Exactly. It's a learning process for everybody all the time.
And I think, actually, that's one of the things that makes those players truly great, is that they are still willing to learn.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Taki, he's always willing. He's always, like, learning stuff, watching stuff. He's not always asking questions, and he's not always participating in discussions, but he's always watching.
He is observing, for sure.
Yeah.
Collecting information and new ideas about how to play.
Right.
All right, so that's a little discussion about the pro test and what it takes to become a pro, and what will be going on this week in our little world of Mahjong, although actually we do not participate in the pro test yet.
We get a few weeks off, actually. It's kind of nice.
Yes, and then next week, after this week, we have the beginnings of League again.
Yep.
Which will soon be followed by Champions League and North Kanto League and the King.
Are you going to come to North Kanto?
I'm leaning towards it. I would really like to. I need a title. And I'm thinking the best way to get a title is to participate in more tournaments.
Oh, those guys are so fun. North Kanto is the best, like,
it does
regional
sound like
league.
You have. Is it better than the Osaka League, perhaps?
I haven't been to the Osaka League, but it's definitely better than the Shizuoka League, which is the one that Masuda and Sarukawa play in.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Osaka always. I always have this sort of obsession with Osaka. I wish I had lived there first. I wish I spoke like them. Seems like it would be a fun place.
Yeah, but I think it's actually quite small over there, the JPML.
Oh, really?
Right.
See, then
group,
it would be even easier to win a title.
Right. The North Kanto is small, and a lot of the people you already know, so it's really just like a bunch of guys getting together.
A bunch of friends, yes.
It's really fun.
And then maybe I would finally make it out for the North Kanto golf group, too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. So that is what is going on in Mahjong this week and this month. Hope everybody is having a good autumn. But one other thing I wanted to say, just in case this were to get up in time, the USPML is having another Reach Mahjong Open Reach Play this weekend.
Oh, good.
If this doesn't get up in time, then we'll talk later about that. Do like to see them doing more and more Reach events, and hope they keep growing their group out there. Maybe I could get a title out there.
Go for it.
Let's see. Housekeeping, we've got, if you'd like to send us mail, I am Garth E at G-A-R-T-H-E at reachmahjong.com, and your address is?
Jen, J-E-N-N at reachmahjong.com. And we should probably both start checking the forums a bit more.
Oh, yes. I have to start making my opinion heard in writing, too. All right, thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.
See ya.
Beach in Ipatro, Agareba Kibun, Wamo Saiku, Bashu, a Kanadi Sabireta Jansu, Majan White Club. Onisan Matasore Lonyawa Gomea de Ayai. Monte.